Bill mostly is about education and training to create a new culture across the national security agencies. Now, this includes the Departments of Homeland Security, Treasury, Health and Human Services, Agriculture, and many others. Congressman Ike Skelton is the chairman of that Armed Services Committee.
Our bill will create a new program that offers opportunities for national security professionals to undertake interagency training, education, and rotational assignments, and it provides incentives for them to do so. It also provides incentives for their home agencies to encourage them to develop these skills, and it requires agencies to maintain staff levels to continue day-to-day operations while employees undertake these opportunities. To make sure that these individuals have access to constant and consistent effective education and training, the bill will authorize a consortium of colleges and universities to develop curriculum and training programs.
The Interagency National Security Professional Education Administration and Development System Act of 2010, or INSPEED, would be focused on the senior executive service and other senior officials, ensuring that they get specific types of training. Now, the bill calls for an executive steering committee that would develop an education and training standards and establish guidance for how these senior executives could be qualified to meet certain goals. Now, one thing the bill does is require a 2-year detail to another agency to gain experience and understanding of that different culture.
So we've been talking about this a lot and change cultures and improving this. Why do the congressmen believe that this bill is necessary, and why today?
Congressman Jeff Davis says the national security system is broken. He points to several examples from Iraq about how servicemen and women are thrust into what he calls non-military roles.
The Department of Defense is performing functions either through oversight or necessity that go outside the range of their primary mission and skills. You know, as the chairman had said, there are redundant operations, often the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. And as we look at this, the same principles that have been so effective in American business in integrating and leaning organizations so they can be very responsive, very agile, and share, many of these non-uniform functions that are performed by the military or sometimes redundantly run, in fact, are better performed by the agencies concerned. For example, instead of having an Army colonel running agriculture policy in Afghanistan, how about an agriculture professional who's non-uniform?
He points to other examples as well, including a Treasury Department official who was actually supposed to go to Iraq and set up a basic banking system, but was never really able to make it there because the interagency process just didn't work.
Wow.
Now, Davis says there's many other resources and skills in government that are not drawn upon, partly because of the lack of understanding of what's available and the lack of coordination.
At the front lines, if you get up on provincial reconstruction teams, you find that out of the old saying, the greatest source of inspiration is desperation. Our young Foreign Service officers that are forward deployed, folks who are working on the PRTs, various members of the military services, in effect, can make it up as they go along. They're pooling their skills. They're bringing their skills from back home. You have infantry specialists and young sergeants that are teaching agriculture policy. I know a sergeant major who is, grew up on a farm, is actually getting ready to be very involved in one of the countries in that part of the world in agriculture policy. Well, I think it's great that he's got that opportunity to offer, but that's one less senior non-commissioned officer that could be out there doing what he does best in terms of leading young soldiers. And it really becomes an issue of resource allocation, whereas if we bring this synergy that will come from the personnel changes, you actually won't need as many people to do the same thing, and you'll be able to do it much more effectively.
So, Jason, we mentioned this Goldwater-Nichols Act, which I think people have probably heard of but aren't that familiar with. How is this similar and compare and contrast to how DOD operates?
Sure. Now, Skelton helped author Goldwater-Nichols, and so he also sees INSPED as really part two of that effort. Just as a quick reminder, President Reagan signed Goldwater-Nichols into law in 1986, calling really for the military services to work together better, to improve how they work together. Part of the bill requires a serviceman or woman to become a flag officer. They have to have experience in another branch of the military. That's where you get that term jointness. Understand how the Army works if you're a Navy officer and vice versa. Now, I asked Congressman Skelton about the difference between applying a bill such as Goldwater-Nichols to DOD, which, as we know, is a very top-down command and control organization, versus applying to civilian agencies. And he pointed to the fact that Goldwater-Nichols was law, DOD had to follow it, and the same thing is going to happen with these civilian agencies. Now, I was put in touch with and I asked the same question to Jim Locher. He is the executive director of the Project on National Security Reform and a former DOD officer.
Even in the Department of Defense at the time of Goldwater-Nichols, the four services were very separate and independent, and the changes that Goldwater-Nichols made in terms of joint military officers built that joint culture in the Department of Defense and made it much more unified. The same sort of change has to occur in the interagency process, but it'll be a bigger challenge, as you noted. You know, we're talking about maybe 15 or 16 departments and agencies that have very different responsibilities and very different cultures. But the world that we're facing requires that we be able to work across all of those departments and agencies, and a key part of that is the human capital system.
Now, this isn't the first time this type of approach has been attempted. The Bush administration tried before through an executive order, and Locher says the executive order was unsuccessful for several reasons.
When the executive order was passed, it was near the end of President Bush's second term, and so people were waiting in the departments and agencies, but much of the responsibility was decentralized to the departments and agencies, and we need a lot more top-down pressure from the National Security Council to make this happen.
So, Jason, we're just at the end of the fiscal year, and this is not much time left. How likely is this to actually become law?
Well, we all asked the same question to Congressman Skelton, and he says, really, we're just at the beginning of the process. He actually points to the fact that Goldwater-Nichols, the first hearings were held in 1982, and the bill didn't become law until 1986. So that's a four-year process. Obviously, he hopes that for InSpeed, this is going to take a lot shorter time. He had hoped to hold the first hearing around the bill with Secretary Robert Gates from DOD and State Secretary Hillary Clinton today, but schedules just didn't work out. So he says this is something that they are planning for in the next session. Now, Skelton also said there's no cost estimate yet of terms of how much this training will cost, because as we all know, we've heard many times before, training is in both a short supply of funding for it, but also it's always the first funding that gets cut. Now, Skelton did say, however, that the bill would follow the PAYGO rules, which means there would have to be offsets to pay for this extra training. And I think that's also going to be a very difficult challenge, given the fact that these civilian agencies are facing a lower discretionary spending.
Well, I'll recommend the Federal News Radio Book Club, the new social learning, ways to do this that don't always require a lot of money, so we can get them started.
I think we can pass that book over to the Congressman Staff.
I bet we can even get a couple free copies for him.